Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 6th, Thankful Tuesday. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're in Isaiah chapter 43 today. According to the Old Testament theology book by Paul House, Isaiah 43 through 48 attacks the barriers that keep Israel from being an effective servant. The fault is not God's. The Lord has created and called Israel because Yahweh loves Israel. And so in these chapters, the Lord offers the people of Israel a litany of truths, which include these tenets: God alone is creator. God alone redeems. God alone reveals the future. God is incomparable. And Yahweh is God, and there is no other. Isaiah 43, Israel's only Savior. But now this is what the Lord says: He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. All the nations gather together and the peoples assemble. Which of their gods foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things? Let them bring in their witness to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, I and not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from ancient days I am He. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians. In the ships in which they took pride, I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Yet you have not called on me, Jacob. You have not wearied yourself for me, Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have not brought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins, and wearied me with your offenses. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Your first father sinned. Those I sent to teach you rebelled against me. So I disgraced the dignitaries of your temple. I consigned Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What does it mean in verse 19 when God says, "See, I am doing a new thing"? Well, as much prophecy, I think it can mean several different things. It can have a very literal meaning that God was going to take the exiles out of Babylon and take them back to Jerusalem, and that's a new thing. And then maybe even more fully, that God is doing a new thing in bringing Jesus, the new covenant that is formed through his blood, not the old covenant where the people again and again betrayed the Lord and walked in their own ways, but the new covenant where God would write his law on their hearts. And while we still sin, there was a sacrifice once and for all through the blood of Jesus, our Lord. It's interesting to think about God doing new things even now in our hearts and our lives. We're praying for new things in the lives of family members and friends who do not know Jesus or are not walking with him in these days. And so as we pray and as we thank the Lord today, let's also be mindful to ask God to continue the work of making all things new. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for your word. Thank you that though we cannot fully understand it, you are reminding us of your truths. You are encouraging us that you are our creator, redeemer, sustainer, and you are continually at work. We thank you most fully for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who made a way for us, a wayward people, through his sacrifice. And Lord, today we want to just go through this exercise of thankfulness, not because we want to check the box, but because we want to be a grateful people, a people who with thanksgiving bring our requests to you. And so Lord, even now we pray thanking you for a person in our lives. Thank you, Father, for a place that you have given us. We are grateful for a thing that you provide. And Lord, we just want to exalt you and be reminded of your character as King, as Redeemer, as Father who lavishes his love upon us. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.